Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, that was a stressful start. Oh, Jesus Christ. I know what you've got.
Yes, I said,
know what you've got. You have raided the twins' yes. music box.
I have. Oh, my God.
You've so got the measure of me. I did say I would bring a tambourine, yes. and I did.
And is it a child-sized tambourine?
No.
Or
oh,
is it
no.
your full-sized adult?
It's the full-sized Salvation adult. Army. And I tell you what I did quite instinctively is I slapped it on my thigh. You know what I mean? Like the pantomime
yeah.
boy. I think you have to do that, don't you?
You would make, Judith, may I just say now, you would make a very good pantomime boy. You have the legs for it.
Oh, do you know
you
what?
You wear, you'd be a very good Puss in Boots.
I wonder what you're going to say then.
Old puss in boots or sour puss in boots, but you would the boots, the thigh length boots with the turnover cuff yes, at the thigh, yes. you could get away with.
Do you know,
you
I think
could
I could.
Get away with.
And I thought, as yep. you're describing that, do you know what I've always fancied wearing, and I've never really had the guts, is a pair of fishnet tights. Do you know what I mean? Just poking out the top.
You've never worn fishnet tights?
I don't think I have.
You've never worn fishnet tights?
I don't think I have. Have
well,
you?
I know what I'm buying you for Christmas. Oh, God, yes. I used to only wear fishnet tights.
Did you really?
Yes, when I was first performing as a punk poetess, and I was also in a band, and those were my tights of choice. Yes, the fishnet.
They were
yes,
your show tights. Black. Black.
They were my show tights. Yes, there's black. I have worn other coloured fishnets as well.
Oh,
but
really missed out on
yes, I'm a big fishnet girl. Well, yes, I can't understand why you couldn't. You have never worn a fishnet. That's now just before we yes. kick off again, and you can yes. put the tambourine to one side, Judith. I'm already frazzled enough without that fucking racket going on in my head. Daisy just said this was episode 216. She said. That sounds like a bus route.
Doesn't it? Doesn't it just... Well, we'll probably
get
some.
It does.
Yeah. I used to get on the 385, I remember, when I lived in Brixton, I think.
Oh,
so when
now,
we're up there, oh, my God, that'll be...
385.
Oh, that'll be a few years.
Oh, the 216. No, Daisy thinks, and she should know, that the 216 is around White City. I think she's right.
Very apt. Very apt.
It's not my neck of the woods. It's not my neck of the woods anyway.
My old stomping ground probably goes past the Blue Peter Garden, but there we go. Right. Oh, I've lost my cushion.
I trashed that. Don't you remember? I trashed that. I've vandalised that. Do you not remember?
You boasted about that.
Smashed
that didn't.
Fucker up. Yeah, no, of course I didn't. But for a moment, you believed me.
I did. I did. And you're a tinker like that, you are. A tinker.
What?
What's
going on, Judith? What's going on? What's going on in your life? Tell me all the things.
Tell me all the things. I'm about to go on holiday again. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, gang. I know. And we always take the family away once a year. And of course, now it's the twins as well. And we're going up Crete later on today. So I'm just
going
in that.
Going up Crete.
And at the moment, I've got, you know, I'm just
what
in that
number
phase.
Holiday is this,
oh,
Judith?
Oh, right,
what number
okay.
holiday
okay.
is this?
Okay.
Listen, I was seething about it. But then when I realised that you were
strong.
Taking the twins... it's not just the twins, though, is it? I mean, if you were just taking the twins, just you and Mike, then you'd come back with medals. But
no, James is going. And yeah. Ellen's bringing her yeah. best friend. So there's quite a lot of us. Although I have already clocked that Ellen and her friend have started to say things like, "Now we will want some time off on our own. We're not going to be doing twins all the
of
time."
Of course
and,
they will. But
yeah, I don't blame yeah. them. But yeah, I think we'll cop for a load of it. We will cop for a load of it. I know. Except we've all managed to avoid sharing a flight with them. We're all going on different flights. I mean, nobody said anything, but basically everybody
Clever.
Was avoiding.
Clever.
Yeah. 4 hours yes, it is on yes. the 4 so hours you're to not, Crete. Four hours with
you,
the twins.
You might as well have a nice nap. You can do, or you can download something onto your iPad or your laptop.
Oh, don't you worry, I've done that.
What
already.
Have you got? What have you? What have you downloaded?
I've got the.
Save that.
All right, Culture Corner. Now you've been flying
Culture
up and down.
Culture Corner, that.
Yes. Well, Culture Corner, that. Yes, nicely put. Yeah. Oh, I saw about your delay from Edinburgh Airport, Jenny.
Oh well. Oh God!
Oh my
well, this
God.
Is something that.
Go on.
I mean, you know, well, for starters, as soon as you put on Twitter, you know, I'm delayed at Edinburgh Airport, you get a barrage of people going, "Why aren't you on the train? Why aren't you? You know, you can't."
The reason why I would,
I would normally get the train actually, but I do not book the travel. I do not book the travel because, do you know what? That is not my job. The hotels and the travel are not my job. My job is to do what I'm told. That's what I do. That's how things work. I'm told where to go at what time, and my
otherwise
job is to
you,
do.
You
that.
Wouldn't get any headspace to do anything else, would you? And also. You know, no. You're all over the bloody place. You need to save some time. So, yeah.
Well, there are people who are better at this kind of thing. Yes, save some time. That would be nice. Because it's been a week from sort of all over everywhere. So anyway, I ended up at Edinburgh Airport at 11:30 in the morning on Sunday, and we didn't get on the plane till I think it was 6.5 hour delay. That's what it was.
Jenny.
And I very nearly lost it, Judith. But do you know what?
What?
Do you know what made me grow up and be a mature adult human being?
Oh, what?
A 4-year-old boy. A 4-year-old boy. Behaving with such patience.
Oh, really?
And such grace. Yeah. I had my eye on him all the time because I thought, well, when he kicks off, I can kick off after him, right, because he's 4. And I'm 63. So there's a pecking order in this kind of thing. His mother was so good with him. He was just with his mum. And they just chatted. They hung out. He had the occasional snack. I congratulated her when we got off
Good.
The plane.
I'm pleased you did. Was the colouring in?
Boy, yes, there might have been colouring in. I wasn't stalking them, Judith. I didn't watch them. I wasn't sort of like a hawk on them for 6.5 hours. You know, I gave them some space. But it was a reminder that actually sometimes as a mature adult female, I have to behave myself.
You have to behave.
Because there
you
are people dealing with a lot more crap than I was dealing with.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
I was disappointed. That's all that.
Oh,
I was disappointed. There was a hole, Judith. There was a hole in the runway. This country is broken and, you know, the infrastructure is absolutely fucked. And it's because planes land on the tarmac and they're however many tons. And, you know, we're getting heavier as a population. We're just breaking the runways.
Gosh, there's like a pothole. Big pothole, is there?
Ooh. A big pothole. Ooh. Yes.
Did you hear, though, anyway, about the flight delay that happened this week on a plane from Atlanta but to Barcelona, where apparently there
you
was poo.
You did put in the notes. I want you to describe.
There's poo. That apparently there was poo running down the aisle because somebody apparently on the flight, and God knows if you've been sitting next to them, had a very bad case of diarrhoea. And so the loo became a biohazard.
Flooded.
Yeah. Apparently they tried with some sort of almond air freshener. Apparently people were saying it made it worse. In the end, they had to turn back. They had to turn back to empty to deep clean the plane and empty the loos. But they didn't let them off. Didn't let them off the fucking plane. Can you imagine?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh
this
my God. Indeed,
puts everything into perspective, doesn't it? It just does. I mean, there was no shit running up and down the aisles on my plane. It was a clean plane. But I tell you this, Judith. Mm-hmm. I mean, what did they say whether it was a man or a woman that exploded with shit?
No, they didn't actually. They didn't. Why? Why?
Should we take a guess?
Yes.
Should we take a guess? Do you think it was a bloke?
We're both going the same way, aren't we? We're going the same way here. But the idea of some bloke having the shit so badly that it's running down the aisles and then they don't let them off the plane. So he's still got to sit there in his shitted trousers.
Grim. Oh, but you know what? Ellen
really
sent,
grim.
Yeah, really grim. I'm not good at flying, as you know. But Ellen sent me a, one of those real things. And it was probably a TED talk or something about anxiety. And it was quite helpful. And I'm going to try and use it when I'm on the plane tonight. I think, it's going to get bumpy. And apparently what you have to say to yourself once you've pulled yourself together, if you start to feel a bit panicky, is to say, what if it turns out fine? That's what you have to keep repeating to yourself. What if it turns out fine? What if it turns out fine? Instead of saying to myself, oh my God, what if it bumps up and down for the whole 4 hours and I won't be able to get to my emergency Valium and I'm going to try not to catastrophise.
Why wouldn't you be able to get to emergency Valium? Have your emergency Valium somewhere within reach.
Well, I could do that, but when you're catastrophizing, you can't be that logical, can you? That's the problem.
I have flights I have had recently have been smooth, Judith.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear.
And you forget once, and I had things downloaded onto my iPad, and I was able to disappear into another world. And I think if you've got something on your iPad or laptop, and you've got your headphones, and you've got everything charged up and ready to go.
Yes, you can. It's a little escape door, isn't it?
Yes,
it's a little door where you can go and sit.
Oh, talking about escaping, Judy. Yes. What about that fella that ran away from the prison?
Oh, I know. I found myself thinking about what I would do in his situation. A ridiculous amount when it was on the news. You know, he was on the run.
Yeah, I'd quite like to see you strapping yourself underneath the.
Well,
the
and
bottom
you,
of a delivery you. Truck. Yeah, but you know me, I'm quite bendy.
Yes, well, you're more bendy than me. I think you'd stand a better chance. My boobs would be hitting the ground.
And your boobs would end up with... it would be your boobs and my arse.
Yes, well, quite.
You would end up with boob rash. You'd have to make sure that you didn't go that way around. I'd be in real trouble with my arse. It would be dragging...
Yeah.
It would slow the van down, let's face it.
One way or another, that would be a problem. However, if we had managed that... You see, I think what I might have done is I might have just really kind of double bluffed them and go and I might have just sat in a McDonald's locally. Do you know what I mean? Just like in full
hiding
view.
in plain sight. Probably these very highly trained detective types and investigators, I think they've probably got the measure of that one.
I don't know.
The worst thing about this is that because he's very young and I don't know the full facts about this, but I reckoned he would have a girl outside. I thought that he'd be bunking up with a woman because he looked a bit like he could have been in an indie band. I mean,
quite
I just thought he would.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought he'd just disappear in London because there's probably 100 million boys that look a bit like that.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, all you'd have to do is get on a bus, presumably, or a tube.
Well, yes. Sit on the back seat of a bus with a hat on.
Yes.
And well, the thing is, and look at your phone a lot and you'd just blend in, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. No, I spent a lot of time thinking about it. But you know what? Apparently, they used, for the first time, a super-duper kind of James Bond-type mission control, what do you call it? Incident room. You know, like we see, you know what I mean?
Like that, what's that? That the political one that they have to Cobra, where they call a Cobra meeting, sort of thing.
That's right.
Do they have a name for it, Judith? Do they have a name?
I think they do, and I think it might be off the Brompton Road.
A good name.
But I found myself thinking a ridiculous amount about that as well. Kind of picturing like Judy Dench right at the front, sort of directing everything.
At Brompton Road headquarters?
Yes, the incident room.
Okay.
Can I just tell you both that he was found on my running route?
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Was no, he? Keep that in, Daisy.
Yeah,
keep that in.
He was found a kilometre from my house on my
goodness. Yeah, yeah. Were you told to be on the lookout? Did people come around?
No, we were running. We ran on the Monday, Saturday morning. I think he was found on Saturday afternoon. But when we went, because we also take the kids, it's by the canal, by the Grenadine Canal, and it was all blocked off, police everywhere.
Because he got a bike,
very
hadn't he?
Exciting.
He got a bike.
He'd probably borrowed a Lime bike.
A Lime bike.
Yeah, yeah. And one of the coppers knocked him off his bike and then he was sort of laughing. But it's, God, it's all in, very, it was intriguing, isn't it? Anyway, they caught him.
Okay, so let's get back to your tour. Your tour is obviously a triumph. I've seen lots of gang members saying how wonderful it is. And of course, it was always going to be a triumph.
I'll tell you what it is, right? There's a good amount of new material in the first half. I don't seem to have written enough good material for the second half yet.
Well, and I know you're just saying
that's
that.
No. It is a bit frustrating. But it has improved since the first tryout in Shoreham where I was all over the place. It has hung together much better now. There's a few bits that I like myself that the audience don't really like.
Oh, really?
That I'm insisting on doing. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. You're coming. I can't come until the one in
that's
Oxford.
Fine. Hopefully I'll have a bit more new material, but hopefully it'll be so long since you've seen me, you'll have forgotten everything. while I was on the tour and when I was in Scotland, Judith, I also did a telly show.
Oh, did you? Oh, yes, that's right. You said you were going to do one of those. Is it one of those quiz things they do? What was it?
Well, you know how I sometimes totally humiliate myself.
Well, yeah, you do.
Yeah, well, exactly the same happened again.
Totally, oh, no, Jenny.
Total and utter humiliation. No, not quite. It will make an interesting watch. That is all I can say it will make. And when it comes out, I'm not even allowed to say what it is at the moment. But when it comes out, I will alert. It's Please a Saturday do. Evening, apparently.
Big shiny floor. Big shiny floor.
An extraordinary floor, actually, Judith. An extraordinary floor that did things. Anyway, so that might be a bit of a clue for some people that watch a lot of quizzes. Anyway, the only drawback of touring still, I have seemed to have developed an absolute loathing of the hotel breakfast.
Yes, you're not good on hotel breakfast, are you? I'm not fussy. I'll scoop up whatever's going, but you're much more picky than me. Why? What's been wrong with them?
Well, I've only come down twice. Out of four nights, I've had two hotel breakfasts. Now, actually, do you know what? We'll take some of it back because the one in Dundee, the Apex Hotel, a very good breakfast. A very good, fresh breakfast with plenty of fruit selections and ham and cheese. That. Yes, very nice. Thank you, Dundee. And also, I put a picture up of the Ibis Budget, which is by the airport in Edinburgh. It's like a little cubicle room, Judith, and it's so beautifully designed, honestly. Yes. And it had a ladder up to a bunk bed above the double bed. And do you know what? I could not resist it.
I scampered up
and I lay there and I thought, well, this is odd. And then I realised that the bottom sheet was that sort of almost toweling like a baby cotton sheet. And I thought, oh, this is definitely for kids because they're expecting someone to wet this.
To wet themselves, yes.
So, I just thought, well, you know, if I fancy a change halfway through the night, I'll come up here. But I slept like a log, obviously. And then I had my breakfast at the Ibis Budget. And I have to say that it was good. But it was quite budget. The cereal was quite budget because I had what I thought was muesli, but it didn't have any fruit or nuts in it. I think it just might have been oats. Oh. But it was all fine. But can I just say?
Yes.
I am a fan of the Ibis Budget because I think the design is superb. But when my tour manager checked how much it would have cost if we had done a late check-in, I think he was expecting it to be even cheaper. It was over £200.
Oh, my God. What, for one night?
Yes.
For one night?
Yes. I don't know what's happening with hotels, and I don't know whether they've changed. You know, like in the olden days, if you did a late booking, you often got a bargain.
They go up.
Au contraire. People will write in about that. I think I'm probably talking rubbish, but we've had quite a lot. We've had quite a lot of audience participation this week, haven't we, Judith? What with your glasses on the plastic necklace? Well, now talk me through.
I know. Well, I spent all my day really going round in a sort of where's my keys? Where's my phone? Where's my lip seal? And where are my glasses? Because I can't do varifocals before people start saying that because I've got my, you know, my dizzy thing. So I've got reading glasses, I've got driving
glasses. Let's just point that out more, Judith. In your defence, you cannot
do varifocals for
medical reasons.
No,
so before everyone starts banging on about varifocals, my friend Judith cannot for medical reasons. I might get you a little badge. And also, for those writing in saying, why don't you try contact lenses? We both have dry eye. Contact lenses, the worst thing in the world for dry eye. Yeah. And if you're wearing contact lenses now, right, and you're over 50, watch yourselves. Take them out as often as you can because you will develop dry eye if you're not careful.
Right, yeah, yeah. Well, I know you are a bit of a guru on that front.
Well, I'm a bit overzealous about it. Because it's so boring. Once you get it, you can't get rid of it.
I know. I haven't got it as badly as you, but I have got it. Just so I don't want to be outdone there. What was I going to say? So I'm stuck. You know, all the bloody time, they're either on my head or they're in my cleavage or they're in my pocket. So I thought, for fuck's sake, Judith, get yourself, a chainy thing, which, as we know, really in the past is aging. And I'll tell you what, it always reminds me of. Do you remember, is it Please Sir? There was the headmistress in that. Do you remember that sitcom? And she had the mom.
She was great. She was in a lot of comedies. Good, tall, with a sort of slightly sour face.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
One of us. Definitely one of us.
And she wore them on a string. But they are in. I mean, they've been in The Guardian. Apparently, the 30 somethings of all. The Gen Zs or the younger ones, they're all wearing them in a sort of oh so ironic hip kind of way.
That's right.
So you've got your blue chain link face.
Chunky. Chunky plastic things. Yeah, so I thought I'd put it up there for, you know, the gang, the gang's opinion. I kind of wish I hadn't, really, because it was bruising.
The only thing that you did wrong, in my opinion, was in the placing of the chain, you placed the chain wrong.
Yes, you pointed this out along with quite a few other gang members. Yes, I am a newbie on this front, so I got that. I got my chain inside instead of outside. But
I think that was the only thing. That was your only error, Judith. And apart from that, are they working for you?
They're a bit. You know, they do dangle rather when you're cooking. You know what I mean? They're kind of they're all right. Yeah, they're marginally better than the other option. And actually, who cares about what people think you look like? Actually, if they work, that's the main thing.
Yeah, absolutely. At least now, can this is a question I need to ask? Right? Yes. Can you buy your glasses from a chemist's?
Well, I can do. I mean, in theory, I've got some sort of stigmatism. But do you know what? I think opticians say that to everybody, so that you have to buy them.
And they cost 500 quid. Yes.
And they don't cost that much. I don't know. I know your ones. No, I get the bog standard three for two at Specsavers. And they're, you could have guessed that, really. They're not particularly things of beauty.
Yeah.
I can, in an emergency, do the ones from Boots.
You see, I can't. I can't. So mine cost a lot to get the lenses done. So I have one pair at a time. And when I lose them, which I did the other day, I thought I'd gone mad. I thought I'd gone mad for 20 minutes, Judith, until I found them on the floor.
Oh, God.
I was really upset. I had to put my sunglasses on, so I'm trying to find my glasses in sunglasses, and 8 o'clock at night, it's already going dark. Couldn't see a fucking thing.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Anyway, shall I tell you the joy of my week this week?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I got back very late, but we've had Phoebe living with us for 3 nights. The baby, Arlo and Tristram, are on holiday with his parents. Oh. And Phoebe was going, but she was got this job and she had to come back to do the job because when you're freelance, that's what happens.
You have to grasp it.
You
yes.
absolutely yes. seize it, and holidays it. Just become something that you once booked and never went on. And so she's been in the house for 3 nights. Oh, she's left a trail. She's left a trail of one sock, her toothbrush head, electric toothbrush head, a big pile of plays that she was meant to take away. Oh, so just Phoebe, she's like some kind of weird fairy tale. You know she's been, because there's this sort of wake of stuff.
Cereal bowls.
Yeah, it's so lovely to have her in the house. We all really missed Arlo, but it was like travelling back in time about 15 years. You know, it was just really nice.
Just the three of you.
Just the three of us. I cooked properly for 2 nights.
Oh, did you? Well, I saw the photo of your tray bake last night.
Yeah, did you see the mouse in that photo? Can you see the mouse?
It wasn't a sort of visually pleasing kind of dish, was it? Strangely, I don't know, kind of insipid colours.
Well, I think what happened was that I served the potato. I did some baby new potatoes and I tipped them in with the aubergines because the sauce, that the marinade was so delicious, I wanted everything slightly coated. Mm. I have to say that flat leaf parsley, lemon zest and a lot of virgin olive oil, and juice of lemons. Delicious, Judith, honestly. A taste sensation. I got bored halfway through, I have to say, when I was cooking it, when I was preparing it. I thought, fucking hell, this is a drag. But it is from that book. It's called The Roasting Tin, Simple One-Dish Dinners by Rukmina Iyer. And it's the yellow version, because there's a few of these. People have been asking me, Judith, can you imagine? Oh. People have been asking me for hints and cooking tips.
Get you. I think they've, good luck with that, everybody. No, I'm impressed. Yeah. Now, I tell you what, I've had a food sensation of the week.
Yeah.
Which is, we went up to Manchester for a kind of 70th party at Martin and Nick's. They've been together for 50 years. So it was a kind of, you know, a joint celebration of their 70th and 50 years together, imagine. But she, obviously being French, very, very motivated on the food front. And she driven apparently all the way to Bakewell in Derbyshire to buy 3 huge Bakewell puddings. Not Bakewell.
Bakewell pudding. I know nothing of the Bakewell pudding.
Well, apparently, very, very solid. The size of LPs. That sort of size.
And there's no pastry. Is there no pastry
surrounding?
There
is pastry. No, there is pastry.
Well, what is the difference between the Bakewell pudding and the Bakewell tart, Judith?
Well, I think it's flaky as opposed to short crust. I think that's the difference. Okay. But, oh, my God, they were good. I'm still thinking about it. I only really had one slice. I'm still regretting not going back for more, or even sneaking one in like a birthday takeaway piece of cake.
Yeah, in a serviette.
In a paper in my bag. Napkin. I should have done that. Yeah.
Lost opportunity, Judith. Lost opportunity.
It's gone.
Was that other food or was it just 3 Bakewell puddings?
No, she'd also made a lovely salmon en croûte. She's good at cooking. Very, very good at cooking.
Did she make her own pastry? Do you think she made her own pastry?
I think she did. Yeah. Oh, she also makes pork pies, you know. I was disappointed there weren't the pork pies, but I think they're very labour intensive.
They're so, because that is a particular pastry, is it not? Isn't that a hot water crust pastry or something?
Yes. Oh, well done.
I know my stuff, Judith. I just can't, I can't put it into practice.
No, that was very nice. But we stayed in a trap because it was really hot. I mean, you must have been really hot on stage.
Oh,
this
my
week.
God. There was a moment in Glasgow because I got the wrong venue in my head. I was playing Oran Mór in Glasgow, which is in this converted church, but it's like a great big club. It's like a big comedy club.
Oh, no. Was it like underground?
Yeah, it was sort of, it was like performing
on the inside of a volcano. I mean, I came off stage and I looked like I'd been swimming, which I haven't been able to do. Oh, can I just very quickly tell you that I've been trying to book some swimming. You know, you can't just go to my local pool anymore. You've got to book, you've got to book. And that drives me a bit insane, actually, because I think a local pool, you should just be able to drop in and swim. Anyway, I've been rejected from all these classes, and I realise now that I've been trying to book ladies swimming sessions, over 60s, ladies swimming, and I am down as a male. I'm Mr. Jenny Eclair, and my gender in Southwark Leisure Centre is down as male. So every time I've been trying to book the female over 60s swim, I've had a rejection. So I've got to go. When I finish here, my sisters are going down the swimming pool and I'm going to just get my gender sorted out.
Well, yeah. I mean, to be honest, you know, you could take it up with them, couldn't you?
Because well, absolutely.
You might be identifying as male.
Yes, as female when I want to swim. But anyway, I'll just go, and have a little chat. Okay, so that's your Bakewell pudding. That's your taste sensation of the week. And did the salmon en croûte, was that on level salmon pegging?
Not quite. Okay. Lots of dill. I think a lot of dill and a hefty amount of salmon. Oh, it was good. Oh, she's good.
Served with a potato salad, Judith?
Tomato salad.
I'd have been stuck. No good for me. This is the problem with buying a lot of cookery books as well, because there are a lot of tomatoes and everything. There really are. There should be a tomato-free cookbook. Someone will now email in and say, Jenny. Absolutely, you need to get in there. Judith, I'm keeping my eye on time because I know that you are setting off in an hour's time to go to Crete on for meal. Are you packed? Are you ready?
I'm packed. Now you've said that. I think I might just have to go back and check all the things. But yes, I've got my snack sorted out. I've got my snackage for the bus. Two very upmarket Scotch eggs. And
what do you mean the bus? What bus?
Well, because you have to take the bus to Gatwick, you know, living in Oxford. We don't drive. You have to do all that. So it's all a bit of a faff. It looks, you know. It's going to be a long day, horrible long day. So you've got the snackage sorted out. I think I'm packed. And I've done a poo. So, you know, I'm kind of...
You're ready. Are you groomed?
Well, insofar as I'm ever groomed, which is not very, but no, that would be very nice. So actually, we ought to tell the gang I'm afraid we're taking another break next week.
Well, wouldn't be, but you have to because you're on a holiday, and I, of course, am not on a holiday.
You can do it on your own.
I won't be doing it on my own, Judith. It wouldn't be the same. I'm sorry. It would just be me rambling on, and I would miss you too much, and I'd probably have a little cry halfway through. No, I genuinely think you're going to have a really lovely time and enjoy the trip. I mean, I haven't seen Arlo for 2 weeks now, which is horrible. They've been in Berlin, which, by the way, Phoebe says is even less baby friendly than London. She said she didn't see a single baby changing station while they were there. That's what she said. Remember, she's about as reliable as I am, to be quite honest. And then he is now in a cottage with Tristram's parents and Tristram in near Christchurch. So he's been on the beach and all that. There's a photograph of him sitting, because you know how he's very anti the paddling pool?
Yes,
and he just times out as soon as you get him in. Yeah, yes. He won't sit down. Saw him sitting in a big puddle of beach water, of seawater. So he's cracked that now. And that's, so I genuinely can't wait to see him. It's Jeff's birthday this weekend.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is. He will be 75.
75, yes. I was just going to say, because, Mike and Jeff are the same age, aren't they? What you bought him?
Oh, well, a disaster, actually, of course, because I bought him a big puffer jacket thing. I don't want to say cagoule because it's not a puffer jacket. I'm trying to think of a parka. It's a parka. A parka coat from Sea Salt Men's.
Oh.
And it arrived and it was too small. So that's gone back and I bought the one in the bigger size.
Did he know that you were going to get it? Did he have an input?
Very much so. God, you know, Jeff. Yeah. Totally, utterly. And, you know, I have booked for the four of us, me, Jeff, Tristram and Phoebe, Sunday, the Paul McCartney exhibition at the National Portrait Gallery.
Oh, nice.
Nice. But can I just say now, the National Portrait Gallery, Their main collection is free and it is incredible. And if ever you are around that bit of Leicester Square, Trafalgar Square bit, just pop in and just treat yourself because it doesn't cost a penny. But the exhibitions within the gallery, the special exhibitions, are £22 per person.
That's what they are these days, isn't it?
It's a lot, I think that's actually a lot. It is a lot. And they have a really great concession for the under 30s. So they pay £11, which is fine. Gosh. I have no problem with that. But there are no concessions for old people unless you're on benefits. And
that's
that's
because everybody's old that does everything these days. That's why.
Well, it does feel a bit like a very cynical move, which is basically saying, right, we know what our customers are. And they're mostly over 60, yes, so they can pay full whack. Yeah. But I just think they are sort of, it's not inclusive. It is not. There are lots and lots of people that cannot afford £22
a
poor, and it's such an over 60s exhibition as well.
Well, that's true. Of course it is. Yeah. Absolutely. And incidentally, I tried to book this week to go and see the Chanel exhibition at the V&A.
Yeah.
This big sort of retrospective. And so on IHOP, have you ever had this before? You try and book something and they say, we cannot admit you at the moment. You know, you're kind of in sort of 33 in the queue. And once you get in, you've got 10 minutes to book. I mean, bloody hell. So we get in there, in the virtual room. It's all sold out.
And you had to wait to get in to book.
Find that. And they've all the
nonsense,
Judith.
Yes, isn't it? Nonsense.
So I had to join. I've joined. So that means I've got to go back quite a few times to get my money's worth. If you join, you don't have to book. So
how much is joining then?
£77 for a year.
Okay. Well, you only need to go twice. And are you allowed to take a partner? Yeah.
No, you're not. But I like the V&A. So
very lovely cafe, that tiled cafe in the V&A. Yes. That is one of the most beautiful places in London. That is, if you had 24 hours to show a stranger London, I think that's one of the places to take them. It's so lovely. Mm. Now, health, brief health catch up, Judith. I have had my flu jab. Have you?
No, I haven't actually. No.
I went on the off chance to the chemist, which is attached to my surgery that I go to. And I said, I'm 63, but I'm travelling a lot at the moment for my work. And have you got any spare flu jabs? And they said, just sit there and wait. I think we can squeeze you in.
Got one in there straight away?
Got one in. Jeff's had his shingles as well.
Oh, good, good.
Yes, I tried to get a shingles as well, but the surgery and chemistry. Well, I don't mind paying because now I'm working. I can pay for a shingles jab, but my surgery doesn't offer them. So I'll just have to go somewhere else. So I'll have to go to another chemist. I've had some horrific mouth ulcers. I'm clear at the moment.
So for a while,
I could really only eat egg sandwiches, to be honest.
Oh, you like an egg sandwich.
Love an egg sandwich. Yeah, even the worst places. And I'm not naming names, but even the worst chain places do an all right egg sandwich.
Yeah. Pretty safe with that, yeah.
Yeah. Shall we go to Culture Corner, Judith?
Yes, let's go there. Let's go there.
Shall we go there? Before you go to Crete. Let's go to Culture Corner.
Culture Corner.
Before you go to Crete.
Okay. TV. Shall I kick off?
You start. Yes, please.
Oh, now I watched My Mum, Your Dad, ITV.
Right.
With Davina, and it's kind of, I don't really watch Love Island, I know you and Daisy do, but it's sort of Love Island dating show for older people. I mean, they're not that old, to be perfectly honest, they're kind of 50s. But it's lovely. It's got a big trick because the children who nominate them are kind of watching everything. You know, there's bound to be a big trick, isn't there? You know what I mean, TV-wise.
Of course they did. What if they're working? What happens then? You know, they're dumping their parents off.
I think they were told that they were doing a documentary about it, but it's slightly more than that, and they're obviously kind of steering bits and pieces, and will do more and more. But what's charming about it is,
you know, and I suppose it's charming about all these dating shows, isn't it? You do start to think, oh, no, don't go for him. No. It's quite obvious to us all that the postie is the one for the one, the lovely woman with the red dress, and, you know, you kind of match them up. And that is rather sweet. And it's nice.
Okay, it's kind of, okay. Yeah. I haven't really seen much telly at all because just, you know, touring and Phoebe being home and I need to catch up on, you know, the drama that we were both watching, these events are based on lies.
Oh, yes, you do. You need to finish that.
Yeah, yes. I need to finish that off. I have been watching quite a lot of Taskmaster New Zealand because my other podcast now, is all Taskmaster stat related. So it's statistics about global Taskmaster things. So it's a podcast. I'm the sidekick of a guy called Jack Bernhardt, who knows everything. He knows everything, has got a massive brain, is very kind.
Does he know anything about coleslaw?
I will actually ask him. I actually think he might, Judith. I think that he might. He's so kind that even if he knew nothing, he would feign an interest in it. He's just had his second baby. No.
Good.
But he's just had a new baby. So obviously, I keep getting sidetracked and talking about the baby, which we mustn't do. But anyway, no. So I'm doing a lot of Taskmaster prep, and I'm just seeing what else I have. No, that's been it, I'm afraid, Judith, for telly for me.
No more culture. I've been dipping into some of the BBC Proms, which have been actually very sort of, what's the word, inclusive, a bit broader.
I hope so, because in the old days it was just a load of gammons.
Yeah, I know. But there's a very good compilation of the best bits for people like us who have very short attention spans. And there's also they did a kind of Northern Soul
Seen clips of that. I saw clips of that because I do love Northern Soul. It's great. And I saw a couple of singers on that and they were really good.
Oh, really good. And people were like properly dancing.
I did a couple of backdrops and a spin.
Did what?
Backups. Yeah. That was sort of my era, but my mum would never let me go to Wigan Casino because that's where she wouldn't let me go. She knew what I was like. She was an idiot. I was only 14, you know, and I wanted to get on a coach to Wigan Casino. Of course she didn't let me. What about books, lady? What about books? And what are you taking on holiday?
I've just started Still Life, which you probably read ages ago.
It's been really recommended by lots of people.
Yeah. It's quite a big sort of tome and, tome's probably the right word, but it's a big fat old book. And it's captivating, actually, broadly about the Second World War. But the characters are really rather wonderful.
Is it a family or is it lovers?
Both.
Okay, both. Like it. Yeah, this both. Sounds really good, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Still Life by Sarah Winman.
You're
Jeff
off.
And I continuing with The Bee Sting, which is great. It's a really good book by
week.
Paul Murray.
Yeah.
And it's this family, and each section of the book is written from their, you know, perspective. And each character is so well drawn. It really is. It's marvellously written and funny and interesting. I'm not sure where it's going to go. And I know some people don't like the ending, but I'm really enjoying the ride. I'm also on In Memoriam by Alice Wynn. Mm-hmm. And this is set in during the First World War, and it's about gay public schoolboys ending up at the Western Front. Excellent stark contrast between their Elysian boarding school days in the countryside, their friendships and customs, and then the reality of actually ending up in a trench.
Oh, my God.
I mean, there are a couple of logic things I question, which is, you know, we know that letters were censored at the front, but there's quite a lot of, you know, quite homosexual clues in their letters. And I'd have thought that back then, you know, was so illegal, but maybe officers got away with more stuff because, you know, these are the posh boys.
Maybe.
But it's really good at conjuring up the friendships of young men and the casual privilege of those who are deemed to be gentlemen. And, you know, the boarding school day stuff is really, really vivid. I'm really enjoying it. Yeah.
As you say, the contrast must be.
Yeah. Because they just think, you know, they've grown up playing soldiers and they just think it's going to be an extension of, you know, some kind of ruckus in the dorm rooms.
And of course, they get there, and it's beyond grim.
Sad.
Yeah.
Beyond grim, absolutely. That sounds good. That sounds
yes,
good.
Yes, it is. It is good. It is good. I don't think it's a beach read. Are you by the beach in Crete, by the way?
Or I don't think we're as close as we thought we were. Actually, you know, that always happens, doesn't it? And, you know, it's one of those squiggly roads on the map. I can now see. So I think we're going to be mostly around the pool, actually. But I think we are, you know, hopefully we're within driving distance. But
you might need to get away one day and just set off very early and leave no clues and just go to some secluded beach somewhere. Anyway, yes. Shall we get to emails? Because
yes.
I know you need to check that your Valium's going to be within easy reach on the flight.
I do. So we've had some interesting emails. Did you see the one from Renata from California?
Yeah.
She recommended a very detailed high-protein diet for women of our age.
Yeah, she knew the stuff. It was very technical, wasn't it?
It was technical, but I think she might have a point. But perhaps more relevant and more interesting is that she invited us to her ranch in California. And apparently her husband's got a helicopter that the boys could go up in. I mean,
why aren't we going up in the helicopter? Are we driving?
Very true.
Maybe we're riding horses while they're on the helicopter. And then we can swap over. I don't know, but it sounds like sounds
thank
fucking
you,
great. So thank you,
well,
Renata.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. God, can you imagine her face if we actually turned up, poor woman? You got a correction on the Good Life. Wendykins corrected us about the Good Life. What actually went on there, Judith?
Well, apparently she hadn't gone away for the weekend. She'd gone to a music society evening, and Jerry was caught very specifically eating a takeaway curry and listening to Engelbert Humperdinck on the stereo.
Which does sound like a good night in, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And I can picture it perfectly now. Thank you, Wendykins.
Yeah, my grandmother loved Engelbert Humperdinck. She loved him.
She could belt it. He could belt it out, couldn't he?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then we got another email, which is from Leslie, and she has taken us away on her adventure before dementia, and she's listening to us in Ubud. In Bali. She arrived yesterday from Singapore. They're moving on to Flores and then taking an overnight boat to Komodo to see the dragons.
Gosh.
The Komodo dragons. She's having an adventure. She's 63 in 9 months, which is more or less my age. And she's off to see the Komodo dragons. I'm off to get my hair bleached.
Well, you know.
It's got to be done, Judith.
Yes,
it's got to be
it
done.
It has, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It has.
Going to get my gender checked out at the swimming pool and my hair bleached.
So you've got Jeff's birthday this weekend.
Yes.
What else you got? You got coming up this week when I'm away?
I've got Leeds and I've got Camberley, and I can't think beyond that. That takes me to Saturday night. Sunday I've got at home, and then I'm a bit vague about next week.
Yeah,
I know that that we will not be talking because you will be sunning yourself and dipping in and out
Hope
of the pool.
So. Hope so.
And tending to the twins. No, I hope you have a really good time.
Oh,
send
thank
us
you.
Some photos. Send
I
us
will.
Some photos of the pool
I will.
And have a really great time.
Oh, thank
sincerely,
you.
Sincerely, from
thank
all of
you.
Us. Yeah, I'm sort of halfway through that sentence. I stopped meaning it. But no, genuinely, I will. I love you, Levy, and we'll be back again in a couple of weeks. Thanks, everybody,
weeks.
For listening.
Yeah. Bye, gang.
Bye.
Keep in touch. Send us emails. Do the
book. Do that thing. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.